Energy is all that I am made of. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Energy is all I am made of. Whether we like it or not, we're pure energy. Whether we think about it or not, we're pure energy. No matter what we do, we are pure energy. No matter how we think, no matter how we act, no matter what we do, we are pure energy. Now, how are we pure energy? Well, from the very basis of our structure, and we are really not going to the very basis of our structure because it goes far beyond what I'm going to say, but from the atomic structure alone, it is pure energy constantly in motion. Each atom has within it motion, has within it energy, has within it activity. There is not in existence a dead atom. Every single atom is alive. Every single atom, the billions and billions and zillions and trillions and numberless atoms that exist, are all life. And science is finding that even deeper into the atom, into the structure of the atom, are other substances of quarks and various names that they give to these things that they don't even know what they are. And these are things that go deeper. They are more of the energy that goes beyond what we can comprehend. Energy is the most fabulous thing in our life if we could just draw upon it and use it and be aware of it. But the trouble is, this energy is something that we activate or deactivate. Now, we can cause this energy to make us feel sad and lonely and tired and useless, or we can have this energy, we can cause this energy to be vibrant and dynamic and alive and happy and joyous and abundant in every way and whole and perfect, expressing their original purity and integrity. Wow, we can do that. Yes, we can. Energy is just waiting for our use of it, however we want to use it, whatever we want this energy to do, however we want this energy to be useful in our life and in our body. The energy is there, and it does not say that it has to be used one way or the other. It does not say that it has to be used only for positive attitudes or positive things. The energy can be used for negative things, or positive things, or whatever we want, or nothing. The energy can just be left fallow, not serving any purpose at all. It can just standing there being useless and not serving anything at all, not serving any purpose at all. Now, who would ever want to have energy that served no purpose at all? Well, humanity. When we go to sleep at night, we think that we're not doing anything. Well, our bodies are functioning. The autonomic nervous system of our body is handling that function in perfect divine order. And we're off on other trips around the infinity, and we're investigating realms that we never even dream about. And if we have a slight awareness of it in our dream, in our sleep time, we think to ourselves, well, that was a strange dream, that was a strange outline. That's why we call it dream, because it's something we don't believe in. It's a dream. It's something that could never be. It's just wishful thinking. And you see, with the wishful thinking is where we spend a good portion of our life. We spend a good portion of our life here on Earth in this dream state. And in this dream state, whether it's 6 or 8 hours or whatever, in this dream state, we are thinking and acting upon many wonderful, powerful, joyous things and experiencing many wonderful, powerful, joyous vibrations. All of this is energy. Now, this energy is there. This energy is ours. this energy can be used and this energy can not be used. It can never be misused, because this energy is always doing whatever it is called upon to do, whatever it is chosen to have it do. Now, you can't misuse the principle. You can say 2 times 2 is 4, and that's the principle. But you cannot say 2 times 2 is 5, because that's not the principle. You're not misusing the principle, you're just not using the principle. And so energy can only be used in the way in which it is designed to be used. And that use is for it to be itself at all times, vibrating in its pure essence all times, and bringing forth whatever that pure essence is. Now, we have the privilege of not using it, although it's still being used. We have the privilege of not consciously putting that energy to work on our behalf, if that's our choice. We can take that energy and direct it into a negative aspect, as we would call it, for something that's not benefiting us, and the energy doesn't care. The energy just flows and is, and electricity doesn't care whether it shocks you or whether it lights a bulb for you. It'll do either without the bat of an eye, because the energy has no moral about it. It has no ethics about it. It has no values about it. It doesn't say this is right and that's wrong. It only is and is. Energy is purely an is, and that an is for us to enjoy, for us to use and experience in our life in every way we might possibly conceive of using it. Energy is all that I am made of. Energy is all that my universe is made of. Energy is all that the infinity of all is made of. Energy is God. Energy is the allness. Energy is peace. Energy is power. Energy is glory and goodness. And you see, energy is all the relative aspects of life, and energy is all of the immortal aspects of life. Energy is all the infinite, absolute aspects of life, the isnesses of life. Energy is all that transcends all levels of our contemplation or awareness. Energy is available for us very easily. We don't have to go to school to learn about energy. We don't have to see it demonstrated by other people. We don't have to see other people who are very effective with their energy. It's like when we watch the dog whisperer. As we watch him, he comes into a room, and the first thing he does is he owns it. He makes the animals realize that this is his place. And if he chooses, he will take the pet's toys and their food, and he will own it. And he will give it to them to play with, but he will own it. And they must ask his permission to use it. They must ask his permission. He comes in and he owns it, because within him is that energy, is that vitality, is that confidence, self-confidence that says, I am the lead dog. I am the pack leader. I am the one who tells anyone what to do. Now, you and I, we are like this, and we do it. We come into a room with a dour expression on our face, and people say, what's the matter? We come into a room with a happiness or a smile on our face. People don't say, hey, what's the matter with you? You got a smile on your face. They just look at you and say, wow, what a joyous person. What a fantastic person. They're beaming all over the place. Their happiness radiates all over the place. Their energy is going everywhere and just being fantastic. And yes, that's true. That's exactly true. That's exactly what we do with our energy. And that's what I am made of. I am made of pure energy, and you are too. Everyone in the entire universe is made of pure energy. That doesn't make me more energy or less energy. I have the energy of the universe available to me to use however I choose, because all I do is to claim it, name it, claim it, experience it, and demonstrate it in my thinking. Now, you say, oh, sure, you talk about that all the time. You're always talking about energy, and you're always talking about limitlessness, and you're always talking about these things. Isn't that nice? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that the way we should all be doing? Be all knowing that energy is here and knowing that we use energy and use it. And when people say, I'm sick, well, if that's where you want your energy to be, on making the appearance of being sick, then go ahead. You're creating a world which is contrary to its truth, its reality, but you have the opportunity to create that illusion if you want. And you can create illusions all over the place if you want that are contrary to what your reality is. And nobody's going to say it's wrong or right. Nobody's going to say anything. They're going to say, oh, that's too bad that you have a problem. And when you have goodness and joy in your life, people don't say, oh, that's too bad you have goodness and joy in your life. You've been using energy for your benefit. Nobody says that. They say to you, hey, you're cool. You're all right. You're doing everything beautiful. And isn't this how we want to always think of ourselves and think of our world and think of everything that's going on in our world? As far as I'm concerned, that's what we want to do. And that's what we do. Now, are you ready to enjoy that sort of activity in your life? Are you ready to be pure energy? Are you ready to use energy for every positive, joyful, wonderful, fabulous experience of your life that you know is done? Do you want to walk into a room and have everyone look at you and say, wow, what a beautiful person? And you may not be the most handsome or beautiful person in the world. You may not have the most glorious clothing on. You may not have all of the abundance in the universe, but people look at you and they see your charisma. They see your energy. They see your flood, their flow, your essence, your goal of who you really are. And then they delight in that with you and they say, wow, is it so nice to be with you. Wow, I feel good in your company. I feel good in your energy. Oh man, if I only had your energy. And then we smile. In smiling repose, we say, but you already do. We don't say that to them. We just shine it for them. They could not bask in your magnificent energy, in my magnificent energy, if they were not that magnificent energy too, because they are our mirror, and we are their mirror. And it's a wonderful world. It's a wonderful world of energy, and I know how to use it, and I use it wisely and well now and every moment of my life. Have a good day, my loves. I love you. I love you. I love you.